In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. Our homily this morning is based on the scripture reading that was just read. Dear Christian friends, no one can understand life without the Savior of the world. Without Christ our Savior, all of life is confusing and really nothing but darkness. Our scripture reading today is one of the great missionary texts because we see the Spirit of Jesus associating with the Samaritan woman, sharing the good news with the Samaritans, and we see ourselves how we are to be as missionary Christians. I believe John 4 is also the only text in Scripture that talks about cohabitation. The Samaritan woman mentioned in our text in the prior verses, we find that she had had five husbands, and the man that she was now cohabitating with, she was not married in. Yet Jesus did not hesitate to associate with this Samaritan woman at the well. Jesus told this poor, outcast Samaritan woman that he was the Messiah. And that was the only time before the trial that Jesus told anyone he was the Messiah. The Samaritans were of impure blood, very low on the social and moral scale. The Jews and Samaritans were hereditary enemies, and their feud was centuries old. Practically every Jew probably felt, what in the world good can come out of Samaria? The disciples appear to compare themselves to this Samaritan woman because we read in our text that they were surprised and even perhaps wondered why Jesus would spend any time with such a lowly person. Perhaps we at times do likewise, comparing ourselves to other Christians or unbelievers. The saying is often true, like attracts like. Like the disciples, do we only associate with those who think exactly like us? Maybe this discriminatory comparison thinking happens more often than any of us would really like to admit to ourselves. Such discrimination is a sin. When we compare ourselves to other people, two unhealthy things happen. One, we commit the sin of pride because we believe in our hearts that we are really better than that other Christian person. Or two, we have lower self-worth because we feel like less a Christian than that other person. As a racial entity, the Samaritans have nearly ceased to exist today. As a spiritual reality, Samaritans are everywhere. The struggling divorcee, the person who belongs to a cult, the teen who's involved with drugs and sex, the man addicted to pornography, the Christian who, for whatever reason, is angry at God and is drifting away from the Lord. That individual that we think might have the intellectual gifts that we possess, or the supposed Samaritans we see who do not have what we believe to be our perfect theological understanding of how God really wants us to live. Do we sometimes hesitate to associate with others because we believe we have a healthy self-righteousness that is all too similar to the disciples of the Pharisees? Discrimination by comparison. Our works righteous mind says, yes, I'm forgiven, but that really is for everyone else. Our works righteous mind says, I am really better than 99% of people, Christian people. And if I continue to work hard, if I continue to live by my man-made should and must rules, then maybe God and others will recognize how special a Christian person I really am. At times, I might say, and perhaps you may say, oh, but that's not me. Randy, you're really quite humble. I'd never consider myself better than anyone else. Think again. Associating with Samaritan-type people, ministering, sharing the gospel with the unlovely and the unwanted was important to Jesus, and we see that in our text. And it also needs to be extremely important to us. God does not practice discrimination. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there is not one, no one, who does good. Jesus spoke with the cohabitating woman and the other Samaritans because to him they were not Samaritans. They were just people with immortal souls. And Christ pictured eternal life and people being either in heaven or in hell. Jesus wants to abide with all people. Christ wants to be their Savior and our Savior. If Samaria represents all that is not Jewish, then we also are Samaritans. Does Jesus abide with us this morning? Christ knows our need for forgiveness, and he wants to be with us. And by God's grace and the work of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is our Savior, and he abides with us every precious moment of our time here on this earth. As Christians, we can never have the mission spirit we ought to have. Never do the mission work we ought to do until we have the Spirit of Jesus associating with everyone. As Christians, we need to be ready to abide with Samaritan-type people to share the good news of Christ crucified and risen. Jesus did not see Samaritans. He always saw immortal souls. Jesus saw those for whose salvation his Father in heaven sent him to live in this world, to die, and then to arise victorious over death. Jesus did not see Samaritans as poor outcasts, but souls that could be washed of sin. And that's exactly how he sees each and every one of us. Jesus, our Savior, and the Son of the living God, who hung on the cross outside Jerusalem, does not want us to discriminate, nor does Jesus want us to compare ourselves to others, because Jesus died for our sins and the sins of others. There is wonderful joy in knowing this beautiful truth. Christ died for all. Out of thanks to Jesus for what he has done for us, accomplishing our salvation, being our Savior, opening the door to heaven, we will never let social status or theological superiority thinking get in the way of spreading the gospel to others and loving them through our words and actions. There is no greater statement in all the world than your sins have been forever forgiven. That is the heart and the core of the Christian faith. With Jesus as our Savior, we behold his cross and empty tomb daily before our eyes until that great day when we will see, like the Samaritans recognize, the Savior of the world face to face. We daily thank Almighty God that he sent Jesus to be our Savior, to earn our salvation, to give us that heavenly home, so that our eternal life depends only on him. And our eternal life is God's most gracious gift. Jesus is a gift of God and the Redeemer and, like the Samaritans found out, the Savior of the world. By God's grace, we have the Messiah, the Christ in our hearts. And we pray that we are like Jesus so that we associate with Samaritan-type people. By God's grace, we daily live the Christ-centered existence by focusing on Jesus, his cross, his empty tomb, and the forgiveness he offers. And by God's grace and faith in our wonderful Savior, we will enjoy the victory of an eternal, all-glorious life in the mansions of heaven forevermore. Amen.